Hi there, a quick note before the episode begins. Did you know that Mija has her own audiobook with exclusive and brand new material? It's called Mija Podcast, the audiobook, an exclusive and never-before-heard collection of memoirs and reflections by her creator, Lori Martinez, about what it meant to turn her own migration story into a fiction series. When you get Ochenta's audiobooks, you're directly supporting our independent audio series productions. You can find it on Libro.fm, Apple Books, Google Play, Storytel, BookBeat, and on your favorite audiobooks app. Also available in Spanish and French.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Mija. Mija means my daughter in Spanish, and this podcast is about my family. Those alive, those long gone, and those still dreaming. Now here's what you need to know about Titi. He's an adventurer. He loves deeply and forgives, always. And he loves to tell stories. Titi is my grandfather. If this is your first episode with Mija, go ahead and listen to episodes 1 to 5 before jumping into this one. So here goes, 10 minutes to tell his story. Imagine a strapping young gentleman in the heart of the Amazon rainforest. He's carrying a backpack with the essentials, water, provisions, pen, paper, and a hunting knife. He moves through the forest, unafraid. He's already faced off the greatest of beasts, the bull. So a little rain in the world's largest jungle is a walk in the park. Or so he thinks. He has to have his wits about him. Any false movement could lead to certain death. There could be a poisonous frog, an angry gorilla, giant fire ants, and he's all alone. This is Titi. One day, he gave up his life as a matador to start a family in the capital of Colombia, Bogota. But with no experience, the newspaper gave him the hardest job of all, covering the national territories, which include part of the Amazon rainforest. His main task? Telling the stories of the indigenous tribes living there. And on this particular trip, he got lost. It had been hours since he could make out where he was. But he ends up finding a river and follows it to a village that's not on any map. A place where the light glistens through the forest canopy, where the birds are of enormous size, where no one ages. The food is plentiful, the music is enchanting, and the trees look like they're made of gold. Everything is perfect. He spends several days drinking and dancing and feeling alive. It's like he's under a spell. He'd forgotten how long he'd been gone and how far he was from his wife and children. Until he trips on a branch. And something falls out of his bag. His notebook. Filled with observations of the places and people he'd seen. And a picture of his family that he carried with him always. Suddenly, he remembered. All of a sudden, he missed his family so much that he ran out of the hut they'd made for him, grabbed his things, and never looked back. If he had, he thinks, he might not have been able to leave. And so he left this golden place. And though he returned many times on reporting trips, he never found it again. When he got back, he decided not to write about it for the newspaper. It was too unbelievable. Instead, he kept it for himself, and for La Familia, of course. Whenever he told Manu and I this story, the details changed ever so slightly to keep our interest. Sometimes the trees were pink, or the people were old instead of young, or he stayed for months or years instead of days. But Manu and I heard it so many times that we'd correct him. And he'd laugh his big laugh. You see, Manu and I are his gringo grandchildren. Little Americans born to his daughter in Nueva York. We'd barely even seen a forest, just trains and maybe a park or two. So Titi's stories in the jungle were exotic and foreign to us. But they were also our stories. The stories of our people, our homeland, of Colombia. And he wanted us to know them. Titi grew up an orphan taking care of his younger sister. He did odd jobs to get by. Until one morning, when he was almost 16, he walked past the Plaza Simón Bolívar. For those of you who don't know, the Plaza Simón Bolívar is a huge space in the center of Bogotá, known for being the center of Colombia's independence, but also for its many, many pigeons. And there he saw a matador in full regalia, and a bull charging at him. Titi became obsessed, stayed after the show and asked to become the man's protege. Years later, he'd be wearing the same uniform at the breakfast table where he sees the love of his life, Gita. He participates in his last bullfight the day she announces that she's going to have a baby. They had three children, Tatica, who you already know, Melita, her sister, and Memo, his only son. They lived in a big house filled with music. Titi would go on his reporting trips and then come back to his kids. There was love in that house. When the girls were old enough to date, he turned a blind eye when they came home after hours. He bought their excuses and let them have their fun. And then one by one, they all grew up, left the house, all except for Tatica, the last little bird. She was growing restless, and so Titi told Gita, what can we do for her? And Gita found the answer. Soon enough, Tatica decided to leave for America to find happiness in Nueva York. And with a heavy heart, Titi watched her go, drank his coffee in silence the morning she left, knowing that if he spoke, he'd break into tears. Years later, when she fell in love with Rocky, Titi and Gita got all dressed up and went over to the American Embassy in Colombia. They wanted to see their daughter get married. They practiced their English on the bus on the way there. Hello, how are you? I'm good, fine, and you? Please let us go see our daughter get married. But despite their efforts, they were denied visas. A year or so passed. And Tatica was going to give birth to me, Mija. And so they returned, again, well-dressed, practicing their English on the bus. Hello, how are you? Please let us go to America to see our daughter give birth. But despite their efforts, they were denied again. They went home dejected, and during their nightly phone call with Tatica, said they couldn't come this time either. After a while, they stopped trying. And so it went. Titi and Gita never got to come to America. So instead, we went to them. Sometimes in the summer, and sometimes for Christmas. but only if Tatica could afford it. Distance is a funny thing. When you're the child of immigrants, you don't think about it as much as you think you would. How thousands of miles separate you from your grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins. How there are people you've never even met who look like you and share your blood. Because we barely ever saw them, they were immortalized in our minds, like the people in Titi's stories. In our dreams, we imagine them for who they are, with and without us. They are young, beautiful, and alive. Anna making her sancocho and saying her prayer. Fino smiling at the big family he created. Titi, the matador, full of love. The night before he left this world, I dreamt of Titi. I dreamt that he was telling me a story. He said, "When you wake up, you'll hear the end." This episode was produced by Studio Ochenta. Our executive producer is Lori Martinez. Our associate producers are Laura Ubate and Rebecca Seidel. Our theme music is by Gabriel Dalmaso, and our art is by Tiffany DeLoon. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Mija Podcast. That's MIJA Podcast. If you like the show, tell a friend about it, and maybe leave a comment on Apple Podcasts while you're at it. Until next time, sending you much love and good old American recuerdos.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Did you know that Mija has her own audiobook with exclusive and brand new material? It's called Mija Podcast, the audiobook, an exclusive and never-before-heard collection of memoirs and reflections by her creator, Lori Martinez, about what it meant to turn her own migration story into a fiction series. When you get Ochenta's audiobooks, you're directly supporting our independent audio series productions. You can find it on Libro.fm, Apple Books, Google Play, Storytel, BookBeat, and on your favorite audiobooks app. Also available in Spanish and French.